Good afternoon, and welcome to another edition of 3Tune Tuesday. I am your host, Bonaparte, and 3Tune Tuesday is my opportunity to whisk you away to a time when wind-up phonographs were the height of technology, and the art of recording music was still a wonder of acoustics. Today is Tuesday, June the 4th, and you found your way to my digital abode, a quaint cottage nestled in the sprawling digital countryside, where everyone's welcome. Please come inside, make yourself comfortable. Envision yourself settling into a large plush Victorian chair, the kind that envelops you in comfort, with an old-fashioned stand-up radio beside you. Close your eyes, and let me guide you on a musical journey through time. Today you are diving deep into a transformative era in history, one that forever changed the landscape of our world and the melodies that echoed through its streets. Our theme for this episode is Industrial Revolution Rhythms. As we journey back to the late 19th and early 20th centuries, we'll explore how the rapid advancements in technology and the bustling energy of urbanization were mirrored in the music of the time. This was an era when the clatter of factory machines and the whistle of steam engines found their way into the rhythmic beats and lyrical compositions that people enjoyed. The Industrial Revolution was a period of immense change, where country life gave way to the growth of cities, and new inventions like the telephone and the phonograph revolutionized communication and entertainment. Music, too, evolved during this time, capturing the spirit of innovation and the hustle and bustle of urban life. Songs began to reflect the optimism and excitement of a world on the move, with melodies that mirrored the sounds of industry and progress. Today you will listen to three wonderful pieces that encapsulate this vibrant period, showcasing how the Industrial Revolution's influence extended far beyond factories and railroads and into the very heart of musical expression. Alan McQuay, a notable figure in early 20th century music, was known for his ability to blend heartfelt emotion with the musical trends of his time. His contributions helped shape the transition from traditional folk sounds to more modern, urban-influenced melodies. McQuay's work often encapsulated the spirit of an era brimming with change, and his songs resonated with audiences who were experiencing the rapid transformation of their surroundings. His unique style and emotive performances made him a beloved artist in an age when the recording industry was just beginning to flourish. The song Kiss Me With Your Eyes is a prime example of how McQuay's music captured the essence of the Industrial Revolution. The song's lyrics speak to a romantic connection that transcends physical presence, a sentiment that echoed the growing mobility and connectivity of the time. As people moved from rural areas to bustling cities, maintaining personal connections became more challenging, and music like McQuay's provided a comforting reminder of the enduring power of love and affection. The melody, with its lively yet tender composition, reflects the dual nature of an era defined by both technological progress and personal longing. The romantic yet bustling urban atmosphere conveyed in the song Kiss Me With Your Eyes aligns perfectly with the rapid technological changes of the Industrial Revolution. The song's rhythm mirrors the pace of city life with its constant movement and dynamic energy, while the lyrics offer a moment of pause and intimacy amidst the chaos. This juxtaposition captures the essence of the period, where the excitement of new inventions and the hustle of daily life were balanced by the timeless human need for connection and affection. Through McQuay's music, listeners can feel the heartbeat of a world in transition, making Kiss Me With Your Eyes a fitting tribute to the Industrial Revolution's impact on society and culture. Now let's take a brief intermission and let me introduce you to our sponsor of the week, Skeleton Brew Coffee. Skeleton Brew is a small batch roasted coffee roastery that takes pride in crafting their flavors. They have 6 wonderful flavors currently available for browsing. They range from light roast to the richest of dark roasts, and each batch is carefully roasted to perfection. Each batch is not roasted until it's ordered. It is roasted after ordering, ensuring the freshest batch of coffee delivered to you. Not only does Skeleton Brew provide exceptional coffee, but they also support the arts community. 10% of all sales are donated to nonprofit arts organizations, a new one each month, helping to foster creativity and cultural enrichment. So, when you enjoy a cup of Skeleton Brew coffee, you're not just indulging in a delightful beverage, you're also contributing to a greater cause. And now back to our show. The Music Art Singers were a prominent choral group in the early 20th century, renowned for their ability to bring the beauty and complexity of choral music to a wider audience. They were instrumental in popularizing a genre that had often been confined to churches and elite circles. By performing a repertoire that included both classical pieces as well as contemporary works, they showcased the versatility and emotional depth of choral music. Their performances were a testament to the power of collective voices harmonizing to create something really, truly magical and greater than the sum of their parts. madrigal performed by the Music Art Singers is a perfect example of how choral music evolved during the Industrial Revolution. The song's intricate harmonies and melodic lines reflect the sophistication and complexity that were becoming more appreciated by broader audiences. As cities grew and cultural tastes expanded, there was a hunger for music that could express the nuances of modern life. Madrigal captures this very well, offering a piece that is both elegant and accessible, which embodies the era's blend of tradition as well as progress. The harmonies and structured composition of Madrigal mirror the industrial era's emphasis on precision and innovation. Just as factories operated with meticulous efficiency and new inventions required careful planning and execution, so too does this choral piece rely on each voice blending seamlessly with the others to create a cohesive whole. The precision required in both industrial production and choral singing speaks to a societal shift towards valuing accuracy, coordination, and collaborative effort. In Madrigal, we hear not just a beautiful piece of music, but also an echo of the disciplined ingenuity that defined the Industrial Revolution era. Let's take another brief intermission to share some exciting news about Blind Skeleton. If you're a fan of vintage music and historical insights, Blind Skeleton is your ultimate destination. Our website is a treasure trove of vintage music, fascinating articles, and in-depth reviews of silent movies, black and white films, and the golden age of radio. Each piece is crafted to transport you back in time, providing a rich context to the entertainment and communication mediums of yesteryear. But that's not all. By joining our mailing list, you'll stay connected with all the latest content and updates from Blind Skeleton. You'll receive exclusive access to new articles, special features, and announcements about upcoming events and podcasts. It's the perfect way to deepen your appreciation for the past, while staying engaged with a community of like-minded enthusiasts. So visit Blind Skeleton today at https://blindskeleton.one to discover more and to sign up for our mailing list. Stay connected and continue your journey through the fascinating world of vintage music and historical entertainment. Billy Jones and Ernest Hare, affectionately known as the Happiness Boys, were a dynamic duo in the early days of recorded music. Their cheerful and engaging performances made them household names during the 1920s. They were pioneers in the recording industry, known for their harmonious duets and their ability to bring joy to listeners through their lively and humorous songs. Their collaboration was a significant contribution to the popular music of the era, and their recordings remain a delightful reminder of the period's musical charm. Down at the Old Swimmin' Hole is a quintessential example of the nostalgic and joyful style that Billy and Ernest were famous for. The song evokes a sense of longing for simpler times, something I think that a lot of us feel today, was reminiscent of rural life and childhood memories, also something which a lot of us feel today. This connection to the past is particularly poignant during the Industrial Revolution, a time when society as a whole was urbanizing and there was rapid changes in everyone's daily lives. The song's lyrics paint a picture of carefree days spent by the water, offering a comforting reminder of the roots that many listeners were leaving behind.
Around and shiver, fumble hot with the grin.
The last one in the city, then you all dive in.
see an old bullfrog, catch him by the toe.
When he starts to holler, then you gotta let him go.
Splashing in the water till the sun begins to set.
You're hungry and you wonder if your supper's ready yet. When you come to dress, that's when you come to greet.
Your clothes are full of knots, then you've got a sore feet.
You can't get them on and you think you'll take a chance.
So you tie your shirt around you where you ought to wear your pants.
Come on, Bill, let's dive in.
All right, I'll do a standing, sitting, standing dive first, Ernest. Here I go.
Go ahead.
Woo! Oh, boy, this is wonderful.
Here I come, Bill.
Come on, Ernie.
Woo!
Oh, boy, it's the water cold.
Oh, boy, but it's great.
Yeah, but, Bill, you know, you spend the whole day getting the tan on your face. At home, you get a tan in a different place. When you go down to the old swimming hole, come on along.
And that brings our show for the week to an end. Thank you all for tuning in to this week's episode of Three Tune Tuesday. It has been and is always a pleasure to explore the music of yesteryear, of acoustic recording with you, well before the time that electric amplification for volume was such a thing. Today we explored the Industrial Revolution. We delved into the rhythmic echoes of a time when the world was rapidly changing, and we saw how those changes were reflected in the songs of the period. From the romantic urban atmosphere of Alan McQuay's Kiss Me With Your Eyes to the intricate harmonies of Madrigal by the Music Arts Singers, and of course the nostalgic charm of Billy Jones and Ernest Harris singing Down at the Old Swimming Hole, we experienced a rich tapestry of sounds and stories. I hope you enjoyed the show and the songs as much as I have. And of course, remember, our exploration does not end here. There are countless more tunes and tales waiting to be uncovered. And I hope you join me again next week for next week's edition of Three Tune Tuesday. We'll continue to travel through the past, discovering the melodies that have shaped our history and the stories that continue to resonate with us today. As we close the doors of our digital cottage, I want to leave you with a warm and nostalgic feeling, much like the comfort of an old beloved song. Until next time, take care, keep the music in your heart, and I look forward to welcoming you back for our next musical adventure.